Welcome to the Advent Collective. A daily reflection drawing from Bible passages that are commonly read in this season of Advent. Our hope is that it will help us to grow as we live out our faith in the everyday moments of life.
Welcome to the Advent Collective Day 10. In your darkest moment, who gave you strength and led you through it? Who led you to your greatest triumph, to your biggest breakthrough? When were your glory days and who was at the helm? I've shared before that at 16 I left home and went to boarding school so that I would have the best possible chance to take my swimming to the next level. The culture shock from a local comprehensive to a boarding school was so great that I didn't want to stay. In fact, I would have done almost anything to leave. Looking back, as I struggled through that time, one person stands out. One person believed in me, encouraged me, gave me strength, pushed me further, and ultimately enabled me to come through that period. And that was my swimming coach, Archie Brew. Now, when I encounter self-doubt or a challenging time in my life, I often look back and long for an Archie Brew-type character to come alongside and help me find my way. Today's reading is Jeremiah 33, verses 14 to 17. Jerusalem, the nation's capital, was surrounded by a vast Babylonian army. Judah's army was weak. Their allies were either defeated or had retreated to their own lands. The city was on its knees, food supplies were cut off, water was in short supply. All the enemy had to do was wait. Years before, Israel had split in two, Israel in the north, Judah in the south. Israel had already been defeated and its peoples carried off into exile, and now it was Judah's time. The glory days, where had they gone? The people of God, had he forgotten them? In years gone by, there had been a great king, a king who had united the 12 tribes of Israel, a king who had been victorious in battle, who had defeated the mighty Philistine army, who had established a nation and laid the foundation for abundant prosperity. God's anointed and a man after God's own heart, the king, David. Into a city in despair, into a violent headwind of the oncoming disaster, the prophet spoke. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Saviour. For this is what the Lord says, David will never fail to have a man to sit on the throne of Israel. So God will be victorious. Nothing will stop his unfolding rescue plan. You see, his plan was bigger than the nation of Israel, bigger than Judah, bigger than the promised land. No, God's plan had always been to bless the whole world. And the righteous branch from David's line, the one who would sit on David's throne forever, that, of course, is Jesus, the Lord, our righteous Saviour. Life in the middle of a global pandemic is tough. Life locked down in isolation is difficult. Having to choose between family members at Christmas, the constant threat of a nasty virus that has killed tens of thousands in the UK. We may have had moments when we ask, where is God in all of this? But today, rest assured, he's here. He's not forgotten you. Nothing will stop his unfolding rescue plan. The prophet spoke a word of hope, a reminder of God's promises, into the blackest of moments in a nation's history. Archie Brew came alongside me at a tough time in my life. He believed in me. He caused me to lift my head and to be able to press on. So in your life today, who needs a word of hope? Who is struggling? Whose head has dropped? Who's feeling overwhelmed and needs you to stand with them and pray? So right now, let's pause. Let's remember his promises. He says he will never leave us nor forsake us. Let's allow hope to stir once again in our hearts. And let's be ready with that word of encouragement, that arm around the shoulders, and that word of hope. Amen. Thank you.